Our Lord Jesus Christ was born to die. And he did not need to be born, because his birth is called incarnation. Because he was and he is and will be the only one who was here before being born. Every one of us is born, has a beginning. But the Lord has no beginning. That's why his birth is called incarnation. Incarnation means that he took flesh. And he took flesh to perform the salvation and to fulfill the promise to Adam and Eve right away after they disobeyed the Lord and put themselves in trouble. And this trouble could not be solved without a Savior comes and die for them. That's why here today in the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews is speaking about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Although we are celebrating the birth, but he wanted to insist or to declare or to clarify or to give an attention to us that the goal of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ is to perform the salvation not to the Christians, but to the whole world. For anyone in the whole world who believes in him as a Savior, the salvation will cover him. He will be benefit of the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just one meditation came to my mind today. When the wise men followed the star from Iran, they are Taman Mfaris and Tarifin, the Magus, the wise men, they were expert men. They were called kings. They were specialized in astronomy, and they saw a certain star, and they followed the star until they came to Jerusalem. And then they thought to come to Herod the king. Why? To ask about the baby born who is the king of the Jews. What happened? The star disappeared. As soon as they thought to go to Herod, the star disappeared. They went to Herod asking for the babe. Herod was troubled. How come I am the king? Who is this baby born to be king replacing me and my family? Then, as we heard, he gathered all the lawyers and the Pharisees and the writers, scribes, to ask them. They said, yes, there is a prophecy that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. Then he said to the Magus, go and find the babe and tell me, and I will go to worship him. He was lying. He was lying. He wasn't intending to worship Jesus Christ. But anyhow, they left the palace of Herod. As soon as they left the palace of Herod, the star appeared again to them. They were exceedingly rejoiced. And they followed. This time, they did not depend on their mind, but on the star. When, as we heard from His Holiness, when they looked up to heavens, they followed the star. The star led them to the manger where our Lord Jesus Christ was born. They worshipped him. They presented the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold because he is king, frankincense because he is the high priest, and myrrh because he is the crucified Lord for us. What is the meditation? The meditation is simply, you will never find the Lord in the palace of Herod. You will not find the Lord in the pride people, among the pride people. You will never find the Lord Jesus Christ when you search for him as a king in the world or among the kings of the world. You will find him in a manger, very humble. Those who are humble, those who deny themselves, very easy to find the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the star disappeared when they planned to go to Herod and reappeared to them when they left the palace of Herod. This is what we need. This is what we have to know, that the noisy of this world will never lead you to the Lord. The pleasures of this world, which was in the kingdom of Herod, the palace of King Herod, will never lead you to know the just Christ well. If you want to know him, please search for him among the humbleness. He said, learn from me, a meek, humble in heart. Those who are humble, those who deny themselves, those who reject the pleasures and the amusements of the world will find Jesus Christ easily. This is the lesson of the Magus that we can learn today. Today, we are coming with the very precious clothes. No, I want us, that every one of us comes with a humble heart. Come to him in a humble heart and say to him, O Lord, who accepted to be born in a manger, come and be born in my heart. I open my heart to you like the manger. Enlighten my heart. Purify my heart. Cleanse my heart. And this is the way to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want him to stay with you forever, keep your heart humble and keep your soul pure and keep your mind far from the pleasures of the whole world. We ask the Lord today and every day to strengthen our faith. We need to strengthen our faith. The more you strengthen your faith, the more you will accept any circumstances happen to you because of your faith. And this is what happened. In a month, we have up till now 31, 28 in St. Peter and St. Paul, one in Alexandria, and two in Upper Egypt. In 3 weeks. But as I said in Arabic, there are qurban, there are offering. They increase and strengthen the faith of the church. At the end, I say from all my heart, let us pray for these deceived and betrayed people. They need us not to ask the Lord to take avenge or revenge for us. No. But to pray for them. This is what our Lord taught us and still teaching us. Pray for them, asking the Lord to enlighten their hearts, asking the Lord to let them come back to their minds and mind that this way will never lead them to everlasting rest. We pray for them, hoping that the Lord may accept our prayers, that they may change their minds and live in peace, love, and harmony, because God is love, and those who don't know the love will not find God. And those who live in love will live in God. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. ربنا يعيد عليكم الأيام بالخير والبركة. شكرا لكم على تشريفكم. وامسكوا في إيد ربنا جامد. امسكوا فيه. رجاءنا فيه هو فقط. والذين أتوا إليه استناروا ووجوههم لم تخزى. لربنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. آمين.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and then of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again as Lord to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess the baptism and remission of sins.